Kid Craddock Morning Show. Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
On last night's Dancing with the Stars, injuries all over the place. Danica McKellar sambaed with a fractured rib. Paralympic snowboarder Amy Purdy injured her shoulder while walking off the dance floor. But at the end of the night, it was NeNe Leakes' pride that was wounded when she was eliminated from the competition.
Number four.
Today is Prince William and Kate Middleton's third wedding anniversary. He gave Kate a $6,000 Cartier watch with a sapphire embedded on the watch face to match her Cartier engagement ring, which once belonged to Princess Diana.
Number three.
Craig Ferguson stunned his audience during a taping of his show last night when he announced that after 10 years, he is consciously uncoupling from the Late Late Show. He'll leave in December, but no replacement has been announced.
Number two.
Rihanna's former bodyguards filed a lawsuit against her, claiming she made nauseatingly offensive statements about him in emails to business partners, emails that cost him his reputation and business. Jeffrey Keating filed the lawsuit in Dublin, Ireland, and the judge granted a motion to have Rihanna served with papers here in the U.S.
Number one.
Even though Selena Gomez has cut her out of her life, Taylor Swift is doing her best to reconnect with her former BFF, calling, emailing, getting no response. HollywoodLife.com is reporting that Selena just isn't in the mood to rekindle her friendship with Taylor. Basically, she doesn't want to hear, "I told you so." And that's your showbiz top five.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.